USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's call for a payroll tax holiday will not be in the next coronavirus stimulus package, but the tax cut could turn up in a future bill. That's according to Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. As far as what's in the upcoming bill, the Treasury Secretary telling CNBC,
"The president's priority is about kids and jobs. We need to be able to get kids back to school safely. The Democrats had $100 billion in their HEROES Act. We've increased that to $105 billion. Some of that money will be dependent on schools reopening and money used so that it can safely reopen."
Mnuchin also saying direct payments to individuals will be in the bill, but did not specify the amount paid or eligibility. This on the news that the Labor Department says initial jobless claims topped 1.4 million last week, the 18th straight week they totaled more than 1 million. USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
As the protests continue in Portland, Oregon, now the protesters are revealing what they're exactly after. A group of protesters telling the city's Democratic mayor what they're looking for. Their demands include defunding the Portland Police Bureau by at least 50% and reinvesting it in the communities, especially the black community. They're hoping to free all the protesters from jail and get federal law enforcement out of Portland. They also want the mayor to resign. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are taking notice, and Republican Senator from Texas introducing a bill that says,
if you attack a federal courthouse, the answer ought to be you're going to be arrested, you're going to be put in jail, you're going to stay in jail a long time.
Senator Cruz speaking there on Fox News. A Senate committee moved to ban the use of TikTok on government devices. The Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs unanimously passed the bill that was proposed by Senator Josh Hawley that would ban government devices from using the Chinese social media app. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Trump administration issuing a mandate regarding COVID-19 testing. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Increased testing coming to nursing homes in the states hit hard by coronavirus, as President Trump says all personnel in the facilities will be tested at the highest level. Explaining thousands of tests that give results in just minutes are now being shipped out to support the effort. On the pandemic overall, the president says,
but we're working with very talented people, very brilliant people, and it's all going to work out. And it is working out.
President Trump also sitting down with the medical contributor for Fox News, Dr. Mark Siegel, telling him that he's a big fan of masks.
My attitude is that when I was at the hospital, I felt very comfortable wearing the mask. I believe that you should wear it, even if there's a 1% chance it helps. If you look early on, they were all saying, don't wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. That didn't make total sense to me, but don't wear a mask. Now they're all saying, wear a mask. My attitude is, it probably helps. Give it a shot, because we have to win this thing. So it's not a question of pride. It's not a question of anything. We have to win this. So when you're in a certain situation, I think you should wear a mask.
On April 3rd, the president did recommend that Americans wear masks. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.